That's too expensive. I don't know. It's not money that way. With the little Pillsbury man that comes out and you punch him in the stomach. Yeah. They're all the gimmicks that are on television. My sons always want me to buy, but I don't invest in those much. Cinnamon rolls or the things that come in the can, because they're rather expensive.
You mentioned cornbread. Can you prepare that differently, make different types?
I have put like hot pepper in it, you know, and corn for Mexican cornbread, but we don't care for that much. And sometimes I put a little bit more sugar in it than I do, like if I'm having something that I, for instance, if we're having a light supper and I just have vegetables and maybe fry some bacon or something, then I'll put a little bit more sugar in the cornbread, because we use the cornbread sort of as a part of the, you know, main part of the meal. But if I have a large supper, then I don't, you know, just very little sugar. It's just according to how I feel about it, you know. But I always use buttermilk and eggs in my cornbread, because I like the rich taste of it. My mother-in-law takes meal and water and makes cornbread, and that tastes like a stone to me. It's really bad, but that's what she likes it that way. She was, you know, that's the way she was raised. And but I like it with an egg and buttermilk and a little sugar and meal.
But what about these things? They're fairly small, kind of round, have onion.
Oh, yeah.
People eating with fish.
Hush puppies. I love hush puppies when they're done right. Yeah. They can be sorry when they're not done right. Oh, man. And I can just eat hush puppies by themselves. You can take a look.
Not really.
Oh, I love hush puppies.
What about, have you ever heard of any type of cornbread that perhaps used to be made in front of a fireplace or in the ashes or something like that?
In the ashes. I know what you're talking about. I've read that about the novels, but I don't know what they called it.
You ever heard of ash cake?
No.
Never heard of ash cake.
Johnny cake.
Johnny cake. What's that?
I don't know.
Don't know what, but you've just,
I got a book named
that.
Johnny Cake Hole. No. I never read the book though in the library.
Well, what about what you're talking about is cornbread, is this big round thing that you make?
Well, I put in different molds, and sometimes I always use iron skillet when I make cornbread, though. My grandmother, when I married, took 3 or 4 iron skillets and broke them in for me, because, you know, you can't use them when they're new. I mean, you can, but the food sticks. And I have a small one that I pour, and we like cornbread thin and crisp. We don't like it real tall and doughy like, and I like it thin and crisp. And then sometimes I also have a corn pone mold, you know, the oblongs, make the pones out. And then I have a muffin pan, so it's just according to whether how I feel or which one I reach when I which one I can touch when I get in the cabinet and pull it out.
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
What
is that?
I don't know, that's a Western, you know, isn't that more of a Western term, the thing? Don't they have a special mold for that, like a dodger?
I'm not a cornbread connoisseur, so
I don't know. Dodgers. I know. Do you know where hush puppies got his name? I read it one time that in the southern part of the United States, that they would have go out on hunting parties, you know, like possum hunts and things like that. And at night, then the men would, if they were fishing or night fishing or whatever, then they would eat, you know, what they have, like a big possum, then they'd eat the possum, you know, sit around early morning hours and everything, and they'd build up a fire. And they always took their dogs with them, you know, possum hunt. And they would take cornbread and water, you know, and mix it together and fry it in either the fish grease or the possum grease or whatever it was that they'd eaten. Yeah. And the dogs would sit there and bay, you know, and want some of the cornbread, and they'd throw them to him, and they'd say, hush puppy, and throw it to him. Now, that's supposed to be where the hush puppy came from, just meal and water fried in grease, you know, and they'd give it to the dogs to make them hush. Now, I read that to be true in the Pet Gunn's Tales of Tennessee. You know Pet Gunn?